This is the Celestial Goddess Podcast. Let's grow and show up with more compassion. I love you. Good morning, you beautiful, amazing people, humans. We're all just a bunch of humans living this in this 3D reality. But when you think about it, our souls are eternal. I heard something recently and I really loved it. So if you close your eyes, okay, shut your mouth, and in your head, scream or yell the word thank you. Okay, we'll all close our eyes and our mouths, and then in our head, we're going to say thank you in 3, 2, 1. Okay, awesome, I did it. So, now get this, isn't this a trip? So, you could hear yourself say thank you without your ears, right? You can see it in your mind without your eyes. You can say it without your mouth. So what does that mean? That means that we are so much more than this 3D meat suit, this body we've been given in this lifetime. So just know that we are so much more than what the system tells us we are. And when I say the system, I mean the matrix. I mean this system that wants everybody to succumb to support the system. I don't know. I just woke up. This is what's going on in my head. But all I know is that life is so much more than just going to school, getting married, having kids, and dying. Life is so much more than that. And, you know, money is just one little element of it. But money does not rule it or mean everything. In my perspective, in my opinion, happiness and peace is what we're all striving for. Just to be happy and abundant and just feel good and to laugh and feel loved and, you know, to be touched, like, genuinely. Like, when was the last time someone just kind of like touched your elbow or your shoulder or like rubbed your back, you know? I don't know, human connection, like, it's so, so important. And I love you guys, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because we are all humans, and humans need love. I mean, we're all souls in this human experience, I should say, in this bodied, we are embodied as a human in this experience. But we are so much more than that, and I love you, and I see that light in you. We all have this light. We all have this unconditional love and light and acceptance within us. So I'm just here to spark that candle. Think about it. I'm like a little match lighting all of these little birthday candles. And you guys are all of these beautiful birthday candles. And sometimes we just need that reflection to see, you know, oh yeah, I do have a wick. I do have a wick that gets lit, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm going to light your wick. And we're going to get lit together. When I say lit, I mean light intelligence teachers. Learn that from the lovely the lovely Shaman Dirk. I'm just laying down in bed right now. I had a little oxygen thing going there for a second. But anyways, I love you guys. And I see your power and I see your strength. And I know that you're doing the best that you can right now. So remember, you're doing a really, really, really good job. I am patting you on the back right now. You feel that? That's me patting your back because I love you and I'm supporting you and I'm reminding you that you can do whatever your gut is telling you to do. Whatever that feeling is in your heart, in your gut, you know, do it. If it feels right, go for it. If it doesn't feel right, that means it's time to look at what's going on and, you know, see what different assessment we need to make. But yeah, I love you. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I encourage you all to spread your love today and tell people, you know, how much you love them and how much you appreciate them. Okay, and Corey is over here trying to mouth something to me. Yes, Corey, can I help you?
Hello.
Okay, I don't know. What are you trying to tell me? Oh yeah. And I've also been doing affirmation music. So if you need, you know, that little voice of reason in the morning, or you know, because in the morning it's very important to, you know, how do we begin our day, right? Are we going on our phone? Are we, you know, when we look in the mirror, what do we see? And then what do we start telling ourselves, right? So I encourage you all to start your day with love. And, you know, I've been doing these affirmations. You can even start your day with my affirmations. You can look me up. It's just Celestial Goddess. I only have two so far, but it's a positive mindset affirmation. And, and an abundance affirmation. So that's just that soul talk that can help get your mind in that right direction first thing in the morning, you know, instead of scrolling on your phone and looking at what everyone else is doing. You know, forget that. Let's come back home for a second. Come back to me. And what makes Corinne feel good? What makes you feel good? Yeah, drop that phone, drop that, you know, relationship or that job or anything that is not serving you, anything that is making you dread getting out of bed in the morning, just drop it. And I encourage you to check in with yourself and start looking inward, you know, and start telling yourself how much you love yourself and how much you are grateful for this life and, you know, your appreciation for the people who are helping you and guiding you and supporting you in this life. You know, we're really, really lucky to have tribe and people who love us. So we got to cherish that and appreciate that. So I love you guys. This is just my morning thoughts. Yeah, I hope everyone has an amazing rest of your day wherever you are in the world. Just know that you are so loved and you are so seen and you are so, so perfect just as you are. And if anyone tells you otherwise, that means that there's something in you that they cannot express themselves or they are not comfortable enough to express themselves. So just remember, boo-boo, keep shining, keep glowing, keep being that beautiful thing that is you. And just know that, you know, once you are in that power, everything else that is within that same vibration is going to be attracted to you and it's going to start flowing to you with ease. And also remember, you know, when you do release this, you know, those toxic relationships and these jobs and these things that don't serve you, you open up more space. So you show the universe you have more space for those higher vibrational things to come into your life, those higher vibrational relationships, those higher vibrational job opportunities, you know, the everything, you know. So, oh, I'm getting chills. I have goosebumps. And yeah, it's so true. And it happened to me, you know, not too long ago. And yeah, the universe, it blesses us in beautiful ways. So just have faith and trust that you are always taken care of. And you are always, always, always protected and guided. You know, we all have our own little tribe of angels and light beings and ancestors and guardian angels around us all the time, always supporting us and pushing us, you know, towards our highest good and our highest, you know, that path that we came here to live. And remember, if you don't speak your truth and start stepping in your power, if you leave this, you know, when you leave this world, eventually your soul's going to come right back and choose, you know, another pair of parents, choose another body, choose all this stuff so you could do it all over again. You know, that's that karma, man. We just keep going in circles until we make different choices. Oh, and Corey's loving his coffee over here. Anyways, I love you guys. Gemini thoughts here. Yeah, so just know if you don't do it now in this life, you're going to do it again in the next life. So we might as well just do it now, right? That's how I feel. It's a big vibe. I'm a big vibe. You're a big vibe. I love you. I love you. I can't tell you enough how much I love you. And I'm so immensely grateful for all of this. So All right. I know I said bye like 2 minutes ago. Now I'm going to say bye again. I love you guys. Have a beautiful day, life, train of thought. I love you. Mwah.